With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit PleasurePodcasts.com.
Hey, I'm Molly Stewart, Twisties Treat of the Year, and you're listening to Holly Randall Unfiltered, sponsored by Twisties. Twisties is a leading glamour porn site for exclusively lesbian and girl-girl content. Since starting my journey with Twisties, I have shot some incredible scenes with some of the best girls, making some truly amazing fantasies come to life. For 18 years, they have featured the biggest names in the industry, recently rebranding to exclusively female content. Twisties stays focused on raising the bar of what modern porn looks like, while highlighting the up-and-coming talent of our generation. Their Treats of the Month and now Treat of the Year give viewers a taste of what their favorite girls are like under the wrapper. My journey since being their Treat of the Month in January of 2018 has been incredible, and I can't wait to see what they have in store for the future. To unwrap the hottest treats and mouthwatering scenes, visit twisties.com and find them on Twitter at Twisties and Instagram at Twisties Treats.
Hi, I'm Holly Randall, and welcome to my podcast, Holly Randall Unfiltered. This is a show about sex, the adult industry, and the people in it. I'm a 21-year veteran of this fascinating little industry, and as the eldest child of the trailblazing erotic photographer Suze Randall, you could say I grew up in it. So forget everything you think you know about porn, because this show is going to change your mind. My guests are some of the biggest names in the industry, and we unabashedly reveal the real behind-the-scenes stories. The funny, the inspiring, the tragic, and the bizarre. Everyone has an opinion about sex work, but few people actually listen to the sex workers. So sit back and prepare yourself for a podcast, which is honest, raw, and unfiltered. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Holly Randall Unfiltered. My guest today has been in the industry for several years. I've shot her many times for my own site, for Twisties, for some other people that I can't recall right now. She was a Twisties Treat of the Month last summer. That was a fun shoot. We should talk about that. She is so gorgeous, smart, and sweet. Definitely one of my favorite people to work with. The one and only incomparable Jenna Fox.
Hi. Do I look into any of this?
No, that's your camera right there. Girl, you should know this. You're a model.
Okay.
So how are you?
Life.
Yeah. You are busy.
It's kicking my butt.
Yeah. But you're like you've always been a very like ambitious, driven person. You're also very dependable. Like, I mean, I've obviously booked you many times, you know, on the first round, but you've also filled in for last minute cancellations for me a few times, which I've been super grateful for.
Because I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Do you remember the first time we shot together?
No.
It's okay.
I believe it was for a movie.
It was for Digital Playground.
Oh yeah, the cheerleader thing.
Yes. And I still remember that amazing scene when, I forget what it was one of those stupid cot scenes that we always have to shoot, and you like hid behind like half of a curtain. The worst hiding place, but you just like picked it right, and it was just so comical, and it was perfect for the movie, which was, you know, stupid like all porn comedies are. It was great.
I remember, but I was like, yeah, that curtain's long enough.
It reminds me of my daughter because she likes to also try to like hide from me. You know what I mean? And just like, it was just like, it only came to your waist and then like your legs were right there. It's like, Jenna, Cassidy, everyone can see you.
Cassidy was great too. She was like, not right there. I'm like, I'm sorry.
She was great. I forget what that was. It was about like two rival cheerleader or fraternity or sororities, I think. Yeah. I think it was called Sorority Girls.
Yeah.
Something like that.
We were like pledging.
Yeah. Oh, those days are all, those days are a fucking blur, man. When I used to shoot features, especially for digital, those were rough.
They don't do those anymore. I think that was like my first feature.
Do you not, have you not, how many features have you done? You've done a few.
I think maybe four.
Total?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Interesting.
I've done a lot of the ad scenes, but yeah. I'm assuming that's what they consider features now.
Ad scenes. Joy. So for those of, because sometimes we fall into industry talk and I want to like explain things to the audience because sometimes they're like, what the fuck's a feature and what's an ad scene? Okay, so a feature is a movie. It's usually like, takes several days to shoot. It's about 4 to 5 scenes. And it's, you know, like a long narrative story with several sex scenes interwoven into it. So that's considered a feature. An ad scene is a one-day shoot. It's a scene. But what is really important is these very impactful moments. It's basically like those speeded-up GIFs that you see on Pornhub. That's essentially like what constitutes an ad scene. So it's a scene, like a kind of regular scene. You know, there's some situation going on. But there's very specific moments and pretty much over-the-top ridiculous shots that we are required to get. So, you know, close up of a big butt, maybe a stepmom getting stuck under the sink. In my case, I shot an ad scene yesterday where it was a Christmas threesome and there was like the dumb boyfriend who like didn't notice that like his girlfriend was having sex with his sister and somebody else like while he was getting eggnog. I mean, I don't know why it took him 20 minutes to get eggnog, but yeah, it was basically that's an ad scene. So for us producers, we actually generally don't love shooting ad scenes because they take a very long time. They're super complicated. There's all these specific shots that we have to get. Everything has to fit within a square, even though we shoot in a 16:9 format, because those little GIF ads that you see are like square format. So it's just complicated and logistically tricky. So that's the difference between an ad scene and a feature for those of you who want to know more about porn logistics.
Speaking of Christmas, we shot a Christmas scene together.
Which Christmas? We've shot so many scenes together.
It was for Mini Vids. I think it was when they were doing their magazine.
Yes, you and Jelena Jensen. That was so cute.
And her green hair.
Yeah, that was really fun.
I don't know where those photos are.
I don't know where they are either. They were for like Mini Vids magazine.
I think I have one.
And then I still have all the raws at home. I keep the raws of everything. I never toss content.
You should send those over to me.
Well, I mean, I could send them to you, but then like you can't say where you got them from because I don't know what the usage rights are.
I won't. I mean, they're on the internet. Uh-huh. So.
Okay. So, okay, let's get back to you. So you have been doing a ton. Like I see you doing all this fashion catwalk stuff lately. So tell me about that. What is going on in your world?
I just did Paris, Milan, and New York Fashion Week.
How was that?
It was a lot. I didn't think it would be what it was, but it was a lot. It was a lot of drama, a lot of entitlement. A lot of celebrities wasted out of their mind. That was fun to watch. But I walked for a couple of people, but it also, the fashions were not fashioning for me. I was like, I'm used to like the 1993, like those type of catwalks they would do, like the 90s supermodel. Mm-hmm. And this time it was like, she's got sweatpants on. Mm-hmm. What are we doing? A leisure? Okay.
Yeah, fashion is weird. I mean, I remember just the other day I was looking at the Balenciaga fashion walk in a mud pit.
They were like, it was like a little video game. They were just like.
And I guess it was, and I'm sure it was like some kind of commentary on like, I don't know, dirt and mud and society and. Dirtiness.
I like Balenciaga, but I feel like they're a social experiment. They put you through the weirdest things to see like how much you can take it or like who will buy our stuff.
There's stuff that's interesting. Awful. It's awful. I looked up some of the stuff online. There was one like shirt that was like jean shorts that they like cut armholes through. It was literally this girl was wearing jean shorts. And I was like, that's so stupid. Who the fuck would ever wear those? You would not wear that.
I would.
You would not wear that.
Some of the stuff is pretty, like some of the stuff is cool.
It was not cool.
But some of the stuff I'm like,
It was not
cool. The chip bag is like questionable.
What's the chip bag?
They sell a Lay's chip bag, but it's like a handbag on their website. I think it's like $1,500 to $2,000.
Yeah, that's
and I was like, I can go to the 99-cent store, finish a bag of hot Cheetos, and make a bag.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be Balenciaga.
Well, I could put Balenciaga on it with the like black Sharpie.
And then they would be like, that is brilliant. Let's like add that to the fashion line. And then you become this huge fashion designer because you took a fucking Cheetos chip bag and
that's why I'm like, I feel like their stuff is like a social experiment.
Yeah.
Who's really buying our stuff?
I mean, to be fair, if it's about marketing, which I'm sure it is, it works, right? Because people talk about it. Like, yeah. I've seen really hilarious TikToks, like, imitating their fashion show. So I think it's just trying to cut through the noise because there's so many fashion walks and it's always like, you know, like how do you look different from everybody else?
Yeah. I like them. They're funny.
Yeah. I mean, it is all about marketing these days, I feel like.
Yeah.
Which you're very good at, by the way.
Oh my God, it's so hard though.
Yeah.
Like, because social media is changing. It feels like every single day. Instagram is so different now. Twitter is so different now. TikTok is so different now. So it's like, and then being a woman of color, it also sucks.
Yeah. How so?
They treat us, obviously, almost in every industry, they treat us differently. Like, a white creator on TikTok can go viral for the black person's dance and like they created it, they go viral for it and they get like the revenue for it. Same on Instagram, like we as like sex workers too, we get reprimanded for posting a t-shirt pic. But I like Playboy, but Playboy can post nudes on Instagram, like full-on nudes.
Full nudes.
Dude.
Yeah, there was, and that was right after Pornhub's account got deleted too. We started seeing that, and
I'm in sweatpants, and I'm getting like,
yeah, it's got to be frustrating.
So frustrating.
Have you had your account deleted?
Twice, but I've gotten it back because why was I deleted? I don't even post anything remotely sexual anymore on Instagram because I don't want my account to get deleted.
Right,
but. The algorithm sucks. No one's really on it as much as they used to be. They're on TikTok. And TikTok, you can't post photos. But you also, if I get on a bikini and I'm like in the pool, sexual activity. But if a skinny white girl is in like a G-string, viral. We love you.
Yeah, it's pretty frustrating. I had a video just pulled from TikTok and I appealed it and then they reviewed it, I guess, and decided it was, against their community standards. It was literally Venus Guy, fully dressed, not in lingerie, not in a bikini. She was in like a romper. It was very like modest and she was talking about her ideal first date and it was very like, I would like to go to the movies and have dinner. That would be really nice. And then walk on the beach. Nothing sexual. And they were like, nope. I was like, okay. And
I get the abuse one a lot. I'm like, who am I abusing?
Really?
They want to know. Yeah, they're like sexual abuse or like abusive for the community. I'm like.
Do you get sexual exploitation? I've had a couple of those too. What do they say? I'm like exploiting somebody sexually.
I get that on Instagram. And I was like, I'm posting a TikTok of me eating pizza.
Yeah.
Who am I abusing?
Have you heard that TikTok's going to start like an adults only section? It doesn't mean you can put on adult. Like
yeah, just content, for us.
But it'll be like subject matters, you know, like this podcast pretty much.
So, I wonder how long that's going to last.
Well, the problem is that they have that for YouTube as well. They have like an 18 and over age restricted, but then like your traffic is cut by like 2/3 and you can't monetize it. So it's like you don't want to do that like because you get no exposure.
Yeah, it's like the button they say, is this for kids or not?
That one. No, that's different. So there's a whole other like, and I don't know that because I obviously don't produce content for children, but if you produce content for children, then I think there's some other rules that you have to follow or something like that. There was like a weird thing that they went through where they wouldn't let you monetize content for kids before. I can't remember what the deal was. They've obviously changed that. But I don't know. These rules are strange. I think it's like it's one of those complicated things about running a user upload site because so many people are irresponsible with the stuff that they
upload. I've seen porn on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now Twitch is technically a porn site.
How so? I don't ever go on Twitch.
It used to be that it was just strictly gaming and people were like coming to you to play video games with you or watch you play Minecraft or something.
Right.
Now there's girls in freaking bikinis and swimming pools. Like in little kiddie pools in their apartment in a bikini. And they're like, hey, yeah, I'm going to step on your foot. Huh?
I mean, yeah, I think it's like the problem is too is that, you know, with so many independent creators out there, everybody, you've got to find a way to monetize yourself and bring like exposure to your brand, right? So social media avenues are the only way to go, which is also why, you know, when some people might react to you being bummed about your Instagram being deleted, but like, oh, like who cares? You won't get as many likes. Like it's like an ego thing.
Like, no, that's how I make money.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's like, that's the only avenues that we have to market ourselves. And we're constantly being shut down, even if we're not showing sexual content, even if we're not linking to sexual like websites.
I don't even have a link in my Instagram anymore. I'm like, not putting OnlyFans in there.
No, you can't.
No way. Some people do. Like they have their link and then OnlyFans is like in the link thread. And I'm like, how do you get away with that?
I do. I have that.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so scared.
They haven't busted me yet.
Oh, I'm so tired. But also because of modeling. So I like
to yeah. So let's get back to modeling. Let's talk about that because I feel like we went off topic. So how did you like transition into this fashion modeling?
I haven't completely transitioned. I want to, but I still do sex work. But what was I doing? I've always wanted to be a mainstream model and actress, but porn came first. And it's how I pay the bills. It's how I make money. Also, it was fun. But I started to like look for castings and stuff. And then I did some here and then I did like a fashion show here. And I was like, okay, I could do this. And then I went to New York and I was like, I'm going to finally do the big four. I only did the big three. So it's Milan, New York, Paris, and London. I didn't do London because it was like so close. And I was like, okay, I didn't have time to prepare for that. So I did New York and I was like, okay, this is cool. But the fashions weren't fashioning. So I was like, okay, maybe next year will be better.
So did you go to castings in New York? Okay. So you went to castings in New York to walk for New York Fashion Week. And then I assume you landed some jobs.
Yes. That's I landed a bunch and I landed some that I couldn't do because they were right on top of each other. And I was like, oh, this is fun. But I was like, okay, no, I can't do all of these. Even though I tried, but trying to get somewhere in New York, and it's like you have a 30-minute window. It's not possible. I mean, it's possible, but for me, it was like, no, I'm not doing it. And then I went to Milan and I worked for a fashion house studio, and I was like, this is so cool. And then my height was an issue because I'm not like 5'10".
Yeah.
But they knew that. They booked me before, and they knew that I was 5'7". So I was like,
but then they still gave you shit when you got there.
The house didn't, but some of the designers within, there's like 15 designers within the house.
Oh, and then
they casted us before, but then when we got there, they wanted to like look at us in person, and I had on platforms, so I looked taller, but they're like, put clothes on me, and they're like, no. And I was like, shit, I know it's my height. But one designer, I didn't appreciate it. They knew my height. They saw me standing there. They put clothes on me. And one of the designers, there was like two of them within that one house. The woman was like, I don't like it because I can't see more torso because I was wearing a bodysuit, but I had jeans on. And so she took my outfit off of me, put it on a taller model, and then put a jacket on the model. And I was like, why don't you just put a jacket on me if that's what you were going to do? She put it on the white girl. And I was like, Okay.
How did you, what was the vibe and how were you treated there? Like, how was it different than the way you're treated, like, on adult industry sets?
I was treated, honestly, pretty nicely. Besides that one incident, which it's fashion. I get it. If it, you don't like it on me, you might like it on her. It's fine. But I think that was the only thing besides that. Like, I didn't have any hair problems. I know that's a big thing in the fashion industry. Mm-hmm. But my hair was short. So I was like,
were wearing it the way you have it now, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, it was short, a little longer and curlier.
Okay.
I just permed it the other night. It started to fall out.
Oh, no. Is that why we're wearing a hat today?
It's in the bathroom.
Okay.
Mom, I'm balding. But
I did see, like, I loved some of the shots that you posted, like, with the bleached hair. It looked really good on you.
Someone told me I look like Karl Lagerfeld when it was, like, what? Blown out. And I was like, oh, fuck you. Funny, but fuck you. But I was like, okay, it's fine. It's fine. And after I did Paris too, and I know a lot of models are like Paris are really like towards brown women, but I've heard the opposite, that they love brown and dark skinned women. But no, everyone treated me nicely. There wasn't enough food, I will say that.
No, it's because models don't eat. We all know that.
But they were feeding us, but they were like feeding us sandwiches. And I was like, can I have a
there
salad?
Wasn't enough variety.
Yeah, I was like, understand that. Yeah. It was just a lot of bread. And I was like,
yeah, because that's going to make you feel bloated.
Bloated, chunky. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go home 20 pounds heavier. Mm-hmm. But I will say, I want to move to Europe so badly because I felt so light when I was there. Like, really? The food, I didn't feel stuff. Like, I had pasta, a bowl of pasta that if I'm here in the States, I'm like, oh my God, I'm stuffed. But there, I was like, that was good. Went walk to my hostel. I didn't feel like I ate anything.
I experienced the exact same thing when I went to Italy. It's like, oh my God, I'm hungry. When I eat pasta here, like, yeah, bloated, you feel gross.
Disgusting.
Eating pasta in Italy felt great. It's because we put so many preservatives and bullshit in our food here that they don't do in Europe. It's crazy.
They have like health codes there.
Yeah. Which... Yeah. No, they have, there are chemicals that we put in our food here in the United States that are banned in other, in other countries. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
I even had Five Guys in Paris. And usually, like, fast food, I don't like it because it makes me feel, like...
Gross.
I have hot girl bad problems, like bathroom problems.
Oh, we have talked about this. I don't know if we should go into detail, but you've told me some pretty fucking funny stories.
I poop in my car.
Oh, my God. Okay, we can talk about this. Can we please talk about
totally
this?
Fine. Okay.
Okay, yes.
I think everyone knows I have, like... hot girl bathroom problems.
This is my favorite Jenna Fox story. So, okay. So what you like refuse to poop in like public bathrooms, right?
Refuse.
Like
or
on set
house,
or anyone's
on
house.
Set. When I first met Julia, I was going to her house like every day. And I would at some point be like, I'm going home. Julia, can you take me home? Because I wasn't driving at the time. And this was when I first moved out here. And she's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah.
We're talking about Julia Ann, by the way, for anyone who wants to know.
Yeah, just take me home. And she's like, okay. And she's like, why did you leave so abruptly? I had to poop. I would leave her house every time I had to poop. And she's like, just poop. I'm like, no.
Yeah, Julia, of all people, would not care.
I'm like, I'm going to blow up your bathroom. I'm okay.
So how do you poop in your car? How does this work? Like, I know you've told me, but like, I feel like logistically this makes no sense to me. But you seem to have it down.
I have a little poop toilet that I got from Amazon.
Oh,
I,
so
like,
you actually upgraded to a toilet? Because I feel like the last time we talked, you
just
used a bag.
Listen, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
And you got clearly in your car. Is where you have to go.
Like little grocery bags in my car and baby wipes, sanitizer. And there's like a little wooden thing that you get like the markets and you light it and it's like a incense thing.
Yeah.
I would just sit in the back of my car, pull out the bag, squat, put it under me and poop.
Where are you in the back seat?
Sometimes I'm in the front seat.
And people don't see you?
I guess not. I pull over somewhere that I'm like, hidden a little bit, but no, it's like I'm, it almost is like I'm just sitting. because I'm like sitting on my knees.
I just feel like this would be so, like, have you ever like lost your balance and fallen and then like fallen into the bag of poop? That's what I would be scared of. And then like you really have a mess on your hands.
I try not to, because when I have to go and it's that severe, it's bad. So I'm like, don't touch the poop. Don't fall in the poop. And then I tie it up and I find like a trash can.
So the, now you're using a wooden toilet?
No, it's just a little, one of those little plastic portable toilets. Okay. And I put it like under me and I like sit there like I'm chilling.
So now you have like a proper, have you ever had anyone in your car who's like, why is there a fucking portable toilet in your car?
No, I keep it in the trunk.
Oh, okay. That's good.
But I change it out every time. I don't poop like in the toilet. I put a bag in the toilet and poop in it.
Right. No, I understand that.
But I like to change it because I feel like bacteria. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a bad poop. Oh my God. One time I was coming from sushi and I hadn't had it in so long. I had spicy garlic and umami, my favorite. And I could not make it home. I almost crapped myself in the car. Oh, so I had to pull over on the highway while there's cars zooming past me and I'm just pooping. Just looking at the cars go past me.
I just see like a cop pulling up behind you and then like coming and knocking on the door and being like, ma'am, are you okay? You're like, I'm just pooping in my car. It's fine.
Sometimes I can't make it home and I just sit there and poop. I'm like, it's fine. I've even sent screenshots to Julia. I'm like, in my car.
I mean, there's people out there with poop fetishes. You could probably start a whole side like OnlyFans.
I get so many DMs to poop. Like
really, because they know about your car pooping situation, or just because
they want poop videos or like fart videos.
I'm yeah,
like, no, I'm not. I'm sorry, I'm not sending you guys this. Like they don't care about my face being in it. They just want to see me poop. And I'm like, no, I'm missing out on a whole market here.
You really are.
Because another girl posted the other day. She's like, I make so much money just sending guys my poop. And I was like, maybe this is a sign that I should start doing it because I'm just pooping for free at this point.
Yeah. I mean, why would you do that? I mean, just think about how the portable toilet that you could upgrade to in your car. I mean, you could get a whole car customized with a special toilet seat in the back for you to just poop in. Dude,
great.
I wish they did Pimp My Ride still, because I feel like
I've heard so many stories about just that show alone. But
we could take you there and they could like literally put a toilet.
The seat could like come up to like,
oh my God,
a toilet in the back.
And maybe like music plays and there's like an ambiance. Automatic like air freshener thing.
That would be heaven.
I've heard that the bathrooms in Japan are like that. That like the toilets in Japan, like in public places, are like really incredible, and like they like play music and they like have a whole like thing.
I'd be in there all day just chilling.
Yeah,
on the toilet.
Those of you who've been to Japan, let me know if I'm correct, but I have heard this, that like there's some pretty like their public toilet situation's pretty fabulous.
You have to pay for toilets in Paris.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, same in Italy too. And I remember too, I would pay for a toilet and it would be a hole in the ground. And I would be like, this is not. And also, like, they don't have toilet seats sometimes.
Yes.
What the fuck is that?
In my hostel, I went to the bathroom and I was like,
yeah.
Am I missing something? So I went downstairs. I was like, hey, I think it's missing a toilet seat. He's like, no, that's just a toilet. I was like, how do I sit? Do I squat? Like,
girl, you poop in your car. Okay, you of all people can navigate that lack of a toilet seat situation.
It was like, I would like a toilet seat if I could have one, but
you don't need one.
No.
Yeah, you're. I feel like you could adapt to that. Okay, well,
times with Jenna.
Shit. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and talk about many things, but not poop. I think we're done with the poop conversation, about how you lost your virginity on camera.
Yes.
Very exciting, very interesting story. So stick around, guys. We'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. We all know Adam and Eve is the one-stop shop for everything sexy. And now, with my code HOLLY, you can get any one item for 50% off, plus 10 free gifts. And you'll even get free shipping. So spice up your sex life at adamandeve.com, but only if you use code HOLLY.
Hey guys, we are back. So Jenna, let's talk about how you got into the porn industry and how you lost your virginity on camera, because that's pretty unusual.
I was noticed by an owner from Reality Kings mm-hmm. back when I was a little starlet. And
were you 18? How old were you?
19.
Okay.
And he's like, "You ever want to do porn?" I was like, "Hell yeah. How do I do it?" And he's like, "Come tomorrow for a casting." I was like, "Okay." Next day I started shooting. I was like, "Can I shoot with girls though? Because I'm a virgin." And he's like, "Huh?" I was like, "Yeah, I've tried to have sex with an old boyfriend. Bless his heart. He probably is like that whore." But his dick was too big. Mm. And I tried to get on it and I was like, "Oh, can we go watch a movie?"
Yeah, the first time is not. Ooh. It's never fun.
And he was like, it was big too. So I was
"Yeah, that's rough."
Oh, so I was a virgin ever since. And then I did my first scene for Rally Kings and it wasn't memorable.
I mean, it was memorable for you, I would
imagine.
Well,
for me, because
but you feel like it wasn't a memorable scene.
No. I just treated it like I was just like...
Did you tell them you were a virgin?
I did. They did not market that properly.
They didn't market it as a virgin scene?
Nope.
Were they concerned about... Because honestly, if a girl was like, "I want to do boy girl porn, but I'm still a virgin," I'd be like, "I ain't shooting the first scene. Are you kidding me?" Like, I would never do that.
I told the guy. So, like, because you know how guys have that, like, stereotype. Yeah. She's going to fall in love with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, not you.
So, I mean, okay. Do you remember who it was with?
No. He had a big dick. He's not in porn anymore.
Okay.
I think it was, like, a Miami situation.
Okay. So, how did that go? You got to, like, walk me through this because this is intense.
It was very bland, I will say. Hmm. I don't remember the scene. I don't remember the scene. We shot it at an apartment. Very amateur or whatever. We went for ice cream after. There's like really there's no excitement about that scene.
But I mean, did it hurt? Did you bleed?
I didn't bleed. I think that just comes from like my background in riding horses. Okay. I've heard. So I was like, okay, nope.
See,
no
but blind. I rode horses my whole life too.
And did you? Yeah, what?
Yeah, I was bleed. An equestrian.
That's what they were worried about, was bleeding. It was like...
I bled.
I was like, nothing's back there.
I bled. Fucking hurt.
It hurt. I was definitely walking like...
Yeah.
But I didn't bleed, no. I can't remember the last time I bled.
So... Okay, so he penetrates you. So you think your hymen was already broken. So it was just uncomfortable because he was big and you were not used to that. Mm-hmm. How did you manage that? Like, did you guys take a lot of breaks? Did you use a lot of lube? Did it eventually become less painful? Was it ever enjoyable?
No. It wasn't good at all. Like, we did go for ice cream after.
Which is nice.
Which is nice. It was like, okay, paycheck and ice cream. Cool. But no, it didn't. I don't even remember who shot it. Like, that's how unmemorable it was. I don't remember the guy. I don't know who shot it. I know it was for Reality Kings. I heard if I would have come here first to LA, it would have been marketed so different.
Probably.
But they just was like, nope, shoot it. I was like, okay.
So, I mean, it sounds to me like losing your virginity wasn't that big of a deal to you.
No. I mean, I've had sex with women before.
Right, right, right.
Like before that, but
no. You tend to gravitate towards women, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much to play with.
Because I mean, I know that there's going to be people watching this interview and they're going to be like, oh God, what a traumatic experience for her. And she's just like hiding the trauma and like, et cetera, et cetera. But I know that a lot of people put like so much on. I find that there is I have a little bit of an issue with the importance that sometimes people put on virginity in terms of it being like a prize that like women have to hold on to and like sell it to the highest bidder, whether it be like maybe somebody who's willing to market it appropriately as a porn, right? And do that, or like someone who's willing to marry you or something like that to like have be the first one that they've ever been with. You know, they'd sell us this idea of like save your virginity for marriage and blah, 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 and that kind of stuff. Whereas with men, it's kind of like, you know, generally like, oh, don't stay a virgin too long because it's embarrassing. You know, like the 40-year-old virgin, and you know, you got to like lose your virginity earlier because otherwise you're not a man. But as a woman, once you lose your virginity, you're like, there's this idea that you're like damaged goods in some way.
Yeah, I would probably still be a virgin if I had come here first to men.
Because you prefer to be with women, right?
Yeah. They're more fun. I mean, at least I haven't been with a guy where I'm like, It's mostly women have been like that for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll fuck a guy. But there's no spark.
Would you consider yourself a lesbian? Or would you consider yourself bisexual? Or would you consider yourself pansexual? Or do you just not like labels?
I would say bisexual because I still enjoy fucking men, but I date women.
Gotcha.
There hasn't been a guy yet that's like,
yeah.
Ting. No, it hasn't been like, oh.
I know. That was great timing.
It hasn't been like that yet. So I'm just like, okay, well, women it is until sparks fly with a guy.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you find dating difficult?
No, it's not difficult, but I've had a few like hiccups dating at least women.
Okay.
In the industry and out the industry.
Do you find that, do you think that it has something to do with your job or just like, I mean, you're young and like not necessarily being ready for a committed relationship, or some people are not into committed relationships, period, you know?
Holly, I'm lonely. The holidays are coming up. I have to be with my family. I love them, but like, I want to go on a trip, like a little ski trip in a little cabin and have like cocoa with a cute person. No, I have to do that by myself. It's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, how old are you?
25.
Yeah, you're young.
Yeah, I think I'm 25.
You're young. It's okay to be lonely at 25.
I don't want to be though.
I know.
It's so boring. Like, because I'm like a hopeless romantic, even though people think I'm not. But I'm like, I'll get you flowers. I'll run you a bath. No, I have to do that shit for myself.
You gotta learn to love yourself before you can love somebody else.
I'm tired of me. I'm tired of loving me.
So what's your type then? What kind of girls do you tend to go for?
MILFs.
Oh, of course. I forgot. I knew that. But yes, I forgot. You are a MILF hunter in every sense of the word. That was actually one of the things that was communicated to me when I first started working with you, that you really liked MILFs. I remember that.
That's how I got in. Well, that's how I originally like started to get in. Once like after I started shooting the boy girl, I was like, if anyone knows Julia Ann, tell her I'm coming for her.
And you guys are very good friends.
Yeah. I think I manifested that a little bit.
So how did that work out? Were you like a little starstruck when you first met her?
Yes. She requested me for a scene for Girlfriends Films after, I guess, she had heard that I was like, no, I'm kidding. I went to my first AVN and I was like, hey, I want to shoot for your company, because she was doing just girl at the time for her website. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to shoot. And she was like, well, how old are you? I'm like, not what you want. And she was like, okay, when you're 21, hit me back up. And I was like, fuck, why? I'm mature up here. So I was like, okay, are you going to AVN? She's like, yeah. She's like, come see me at my booth. I was like, okay. So I went to see her at her booth and it was like a ton of MILFs at the booth. I was like, heaven. I was like, oh my God, I'm in heaven. And then I met her and I was like, hi. And she's like, hey. And then she's like, why do you like women? I said the most ridiculous thing that just came out of my brain. I was like, I like my women with a little miles on their tires. And I was like, why did I say that?
Oh no.
And she called Vicky Vett over because she was at their booth, and she's like, yeah, she's a little hot one. And I was like, what are you doing later? And I was like, what's wrong with me? It's like, we take a bath later.
And?
We didn't take a bath later, but I was offering it to like everybody at the booth. Like, we could just have a cuddle puddle.
That's really fine. Cute. That's really, it wasn't like, hey, I want to like do you or want to like bury my face between your legs. It was like, do you want to take a bath? So innocent sounding.
Which is also kind of creepy. Like,
I don't know. I feel like there's nothing coming from you that could come off creepy. You're too endearing.
If I came up to you and was like, do you want to take a bath?
I would be like, you're so cute. No, oh, okay. But you're adorable.
No. Okay.
Just because I don't like women, but you know, if I did, I'm sure I would.
Okay. I'll take that. And then we shot for girlfriend's films and I was like, oh my God, I can't do this. I was like, no, I went and got my makeup done for her and everything because Girlfriend's Film does not have a makeup team.
Yeah.
They just want you to be like,
natural.
Hop out of the bed.
Yeah.
That's who you are. And I'm like, do you know who I'm having sex with? Julia Ann. Stop. I'm going to go get my makeup done. And it was a very starfish scene. Like, I was like, do I touch your hair? Is that okay? Do I rub your boobs? I was like, okay.
So you were nervous.
I was so nervous. And then I gave her money for an animal.
Oh, okay. So Julia is very that came off sounding very strange. Julia is very involved in like animal charity organizations. Mm-hmm. So rescuing. That's what you mean, right?
Yeah, she posted something about a dog who needed help and she was like,
yeah.
Request not
it wasn't like you money. Gave her money and then she went and bought an iguana with it.
No.
That's not what you meant. No.
And it was like, bye. And then we started hanging out after that. And I was like, okay. It's no longer a fantasy. I know you too well now.
Yeah, I know. They say don't meet your heroes.
No. I've watched her do things. So I'm like,
Yeah. Yeah. We're all human beings when it comes down to it.
It's like you're so hot, but no.
Speaking of Julia Ann, I did text her yesterday because I wanted to make sure that I could get some things to ask you about, because when I asked you for a bio, you sent me nada.
Because bio seems like so, I don't know. What do people write when they write a bio?
And it's actually hard. I'm not good at writing my own bio either. You got to make someone else do it for you. You got to get like a PR agent horses. To do it.
I lived in Miami. I'm from Canada. I'm like, that's what I do. I'm like,
Okay. So this is what Julia Ann told me. She's become a big traveler, traveled a lot of traveling. We just talked about that. You doing Fashion Week and all those European cities. Your dog has the best underbite in the world.
Oh my God. He's so cute. You have to see him. Look at this little nugget.
She's a total MILF hunter and has big goals. Constantly making content. Oh, he is so cute. He is so cute. I think I've seen pictures of him before.
Yes, my little gremlin.
And then you're terrified of geckos. Yes. What is it specifically about geckos that you find so terrifying?
I don't like the way they crawl. And okay. They're so vast too. I also was attacked by one in Miami.
Okay. All right. Let's hear this. Let's hear this story.
I was walking to my friend's house and and Miami has all these trees and stuff, especially if you live in an apartment and over bushes and stuff. And the geckos like to live in the bushes. And one, I was going knock on her door and one hopped, I guess, off the bush. And I guess we were trying to go to the other side and it hopped on me and I was fighting demons trying to get it off me.
So was it just scurrying all around you? And they have little webby sticky feet, right?
Oh my God. we went to Hawaii, me and Julia. And her guy and someone else, and there were geckos all over the house. I slept in the car for the first two nights.
You slept and pooped in the car?
Yes, because I refused to sleep in the house because the geckos were everywhere. I'm like, I'm not sleeping in here. I'm that terrified. I don't like bugs either.
Yeah, yeah. She said that you think you could make it on Naked and Afraid. Yet a bug is death for her. You know that Naked and Afraid, would there be a lot of bugs, right? I mean, I guess you'd be afraid. And we know that getting naked is not a problem for you. So I guess we've covered both.
Yeah. I there was a time where I applied for Naked and Afraid and Julia got me a tent and stuff and a fire starter. She's like, go in the backyard and figure it out because we're going to have this bet. If you do it, I'm going to give you something. If not, you have to give me something. It's okay. It never happened, but I'm still trying to go on Naked and Afraid.
Did they accept you?
No, I think COVID happened. And then I was like, Survivor. I can go on Survivor.
Dude, they should do a Naked and Afraid porn star edition.
That'd be so smart for so long.
Because like everybody wants to see porn stars naked, obviously.
Just put a bunch of them on an island, see what they could do.
Oh my God, genius.
It's going to be hilarious. I told Julie about that. And I was like, I don't have the money to put the production together, but someone should.
Dude, Kickstarter.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like somebody, I mean, look, you're not shooting porn, right? You don't have to shoot porn. There has to be nothing pornographic about it. They're naked, which whatever. And then they're afraid because you drop them in the middle of an island. I feel like if you did a Kickstarter campaign, you could get somewhere with that.
I'm going to try that.
Okay. All right. I know you have big goals. So 2023, you're going to manifest Naked and Afraid.
And Survivor.
And Survivor.
Survivor.
So you're no longer shooting with any studios. Is that correct? Or are you picking?
What?
Okay. So you pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So but you're shooting a lot for your own stuff.
Yeah.
How has like the change, how is like the way that COVID changed the industry and like the rise of OnlyFans, how has that changed your work?
It's definitely changed me from shooting, having to go and shoot for studios, especially people I don't want to shoot for, and picking, shooting with people like I don't like the talent wise, who I don't want to shoot with. I'm like, or there's someone I do want to shoot with and they put us together, but then they cancel and then they put me with someone else. I'm like, oh, I didn't sign up for this person, but okay. Yeah. So now with OnlyFans, I can just shoot with who I want and like, hey, do you want to hook up? Yes. Okay. My place.
So who are some of your favorite people to work with besides Julianne, obviously?
April Olsen. I shoot with Ray Black a lot. He's like my porn husband.
Okay. So having the choice, you will still shoot with guys.
Yeah, I still hit up guys. I hit up Mr. Lucky POV. Mostly Ray. Ray's like the only guy I hit up. I've been offered by Dredd a couple times. And I'm like, no.
Just too big?
Oh my God, he's the size of my leg.
Yeah, he's a lovely man though.
He's so sweet.
He's so sweet.
He was on my no list for a while. And I was like, Dredd, you're only on my no list because you're so big. And I know one day they would probably put us together. It's not happening, so I'm just going to stop it right in its tracks.
Yeah. Nice guy, though.
But he's so sweet.
Yeah. So what about women?
I hit up all the girls. My favorite, though? There's so many.
I know. I actually hate this question when people ask me. Because it's like, I have so many, too.
I can't even think of one. Sheree.
Okay.
I have a bunch of content with Sheree.
Yeah, Sheree's awesome. Everybody loves Sheree.
I love Sheree.
Yeah, she's great. So what is one of the biggest misconceptions that people have about adult stars?
That we're not funny. I know there's other things, but
that's the one that's upsetting to you. Is that people may not think you're not funny. And trust me, people, she's funny.
Or have a personality.
You do have a personality. Sometimes, though, you're like this is the thing I can't tell about you. Sometimes the things that you say, I can't tell if you're being intentionally funny or not. Because you'll say something and it's like ridiculous. And I'm like, she had to know what she was saying. And then you act like you didn't know what you were saying. But I think that you do. And I think that you just play it off because it's funnier if you play it off. But I think that you know.
No, my best friend says this a lot. He's like, you're fucking hilarious just with what you say. I'm like, I'm just telling you what came out of my brain at the time. Yeah,
that's true. You don't really have a filter.
No. Julie says the same thing. She had face surgery not recently, but she was like, what do you think? And I was like touching her neck and I was like, it looks the same. You look beautiful. And she's like, get out. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Is that not what you wanted to hear? She's like, I just had a whole face lift and you're just, oh, it looks the same. Sorry.
Yeah, that's terrible. You don't ever want to say that. Just always say you look amazing. There you go.
I mean, I ended with that.
Right. But, you know.
Just, I just say stuff that just like flows out. I don't think before I speak. So people think funny. I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, so that's like kind of one of the endearing things about you though, too, is that like you do just say stuff and you don't think it. Sometimes I know that I overthink the things that I say, for sure.
I overthink the things that I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do that.
Okay.
But Julia, like, have you heard about don't throw the baby out with the bathwater thing?
Yes.
Yeah, she said this to me when I think 2 years into our friendship. And I was like, why would you throw the baby out of the bath? Just fill the tub. Why would you do that? She was like, what's wrong with you? I was like.
It is a strange expression, though, to be fair.
Like egg on your face, too. She said that one. I'm like, who put egg on your face? Why is it like what?
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be. Sometimes it's interesting to research like where these phrases come from, because a lot of them like don't really make sense.
And she told me, but it was like, oh, that wasn't my thought. Or the egg whites thing. There was like a carton, and I was like, she's like, you can make egg whites. And I was like, how? They're like, egg whites come in a carton? I was like, it's not. What do you do? And she's like, just split the egg. But I was like, how did it get there? She's like, honey.
Did you mean that like you can take a brown egg and turn it white, like dye it white? Is that what you were thinking?
No, the shell? She was like egg whites. I think I was trying to make eggs for breakfast. And she was like, oh, I was like, something. And then there was egg whites in a carton. And I'm like, why are they in a carton?
Oh, I see.
And she's like, who raised you? It's like,
where did you grow up?
Canada.
Who did raise you?
My mommy. I grew up in Canada, but in Miami too.
Okay.
I used to say I was sheltered. And I was like, honey, if you knew what I did when I lived in Miami, you would not say I was sheltered. But I don't know if she meant in like the school way or whatnot. But
you weren't like homeschooled or anything, were you?
No. I went to school in Miami, which is a thing in itself. Like,
really?
Growing up there as a kid. I was into a lot of shit.
Did you get into a lot of trouble?
No, I'm clever with like trouble and like things. I'm a clever one. Like
you got away with everything basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Same. Actually same. There was a lot of, it's funny because sometimes my mom will be, because I was like not a great kid and I'm sober now and I'm pretty responsible. But sometimes when my mom is a friend who's like struggling with their teenager, she's like, oh, you know, if they're like into drugs or alcohol, she's like, oh, maybe you could talk to the mother and like make her feel better. I'm like, how? I was a fucking nightmare as a teenager. I was drinking. I was doing drugs. I was fucking when I was 15, I got a sheet of acid and I dropped acid every single weekend that summer when I was 15 years old. Like, I was not a good child. And then I got worse in my 20s. And then I developed like a really terrible drinking problem that like pretty much went through my entire 20s. So, wow. Like, I'm not going to make a mother feel better. No. Be like, oh, eventually when they hit their 30s, they'll get their shit together. But in between like now and then, which is like a good 15 years or something like that, like your kid might, you know, drive off a cliff drunk. But if they don't, maybe they'll get sober one day like I did. Like, that's not helpful
at
all.
I was doing Molly.
I mean, I did that too. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I mean, for me, it was like whatever was easiest. Available, yeah. Right? It was like whatever you could get. I couldn't really get Molly. That wasn't easy to find.
That was a wild child.
But there was some guy that had some hookup with acid. So that's what we did.
Yeah. Hanging out with people half my age. Going to clubs, raving. I'm like, where are you going? I did my homework already. No, I didn't. I'm going to a club.
Yeah. Kind of scary. Do you want kids one day?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I don't blame you.
I don't like children.
Well, that's okay.
Like, I like other people's children.
Yeah.
I don't like children on my own.
Yeah. I mean, it's
like animals.
Yeah. It's a big responsibility. I think it's important to know what you want. I feel like some people have children just because they feel like they should, you know, especially women. I feel pressured into doing it, but it's a fucking commitment.
I also can't do the birth thing. Like, I don't want anything coming out of me that big.
Yeah.
I don't want to split open.
Yeah. You generally tear when you give birth.
But it's okay. I've seen birth videos. I'm like,
yeah, no, those are terrible. When I was pregnant, before I had Violet, we took a birthing class at home, of course, because it was during COVID. And some of the videos that the woman showed me, I'm like, this is not making me feel, this is not helping.
Oh.
There was this one where there was this woman who was giving birth and the baby was like crowning, right? So it was like just at the vagina and about to get out. And she was screaming, get it out of me, get it out of me, get it out of me. And I was like, oh my God, like, I get nightmares.
I'd be the man in that situation, like, I'm going outside. going in the waiting room. I can't stay here.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, don't watch birth videos if you're going to have a baby. That does not.
No. I also feel like I'm not fulfilled yet in my life to
wait. Well, I will say
have children.
I will say you're way too young to have children. I mean, I waited until I was 41 to have my first child, which is arguably, you know,
not okay.
It was fine for me. I was very lucky. I had an easy pregnancy. I had an easy birth. My daughter's super healthy.
You were climbing mountains, pregnant, yeah, shooting on your knees, everything. Like,
I was, yeah, I shot you when I was like 8 months pregnant.
Yes, and not even taking a break. I
was and it was like 115 out.
It's like, do you need water?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? So I should have drank more water because I don't know if I ever told you, but that like night at about 5 o'clock in the morning, I woke up with the most severe leg cramps that I've ever had in my life. Like I was in tears.
Oh, geez.
And my legs seized up and I couldn't even walk, like they completely, because I hadn't drank enough water when we did our shoot. Oof. And it was hot out and, you know, like, and my husband like had to try to massage my legs to just get them. I couldn't even move them. He had to like put me in a bath at 5 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't. It was awful. Mm-mm. It's all your fault. All your fault. But yeah, I didn't drink enough water, so.
Yeah, I'm never having kids.
Okay. Yeah, I think I just talked you out of it, if you were even thinking about it.
I think I look cute pregnant, though.
You would look cute pregnant.
Little baby bump.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah. Well, it's good to know what you want. And you can always change your mind later if you want to.
I've always thought I would adopt, if anything.
Yeah.
Like, give a kid a nice home.
That's not a bad idea. There's a lot of kids out there that need homes. I have a friend who's going through the adoption process, and you can actually adopt a child when the mother's still pregnant. Because there's a lot of, like, you know, teenage girls that are pregnant and stuff like that, and they don't – and so you can actually choose to adopt the child in the pregnancy, and then you're present and you're there – throughout the pregnancy, and then you're there at the birth and stuff like that, which is not insanely expensive because you have to pay for all of the medical costs.
I should be a surrogate.
But you just said that you don't want a baby to come out of your vagina. You don't want to be a surrogate. Trust me. You can't even take a big dick.
You're right.
You can't. If you can't take dread, you can't be a surrogate mother.
You're right. Okay, that ended everything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've decided you're gonna live a fashionable, child-free life. You're going to be the rich aunt. You're going to travel the world. You're going to walk all the fashion catwalks. And you're going to give your love to animals in need.
Yeah, that's all I got.
And you're going to find somebody who loves you, and you're going to grow old with them. And you're going to be happy. Old. I mean, if you're lucky, you're going to grow old.
Yeah, but not old. I don't want to look old.
Well, you don't have to look old, but you got to grow old. Otherwise, you die. Growing old is a privilege.
Is it?
Yeah, because otherwise you die. If you don't grow old, then your alternative is dying young.
Oh, you're right. Mm-mm.
So, I mean, some people prefer that. But mm-hmm. if you can, also too, like with medical advances, by the time you grow old, you can probably like live forever or something. You'll be fine. It'll be much easier to grow old.
I'm gonna be a robot.
Yeah, later on than it is now. I mean, science is fucking crazy. Anyways, Jenna.
It's so off topic.
I know, we really did, but that's okay. I love it. It was like free flowing conversation. Like conversations. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Can you tell everybody where they can find you online?
My Instagram is brattyfox with 2 X's _. My Twitter, if you can find it, is only Jenna Fox, 2 X's, and there's an ink at the end. And my OnlyFans.
You can see your OnlyFans, yeah.
My TikTok is Good Times and Smiles. It should be the only one. And then my OnlyFans is OnlyFans/TheJennaFox with 2 X's.
Fabulous. And you guys can find me at Holly Randall on Instagram and on Twitter. I'm still on TikTok, holding on by a thread.
I didn't even know you were on TikTok.
I know. I don't promote it, I guess, as much as I should. I don't know. It's mostly clips from my podcast because I feel stupid on TikTok.
But that's what you post that. Plug Talk does that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you'll mostly find. You rarely find stuff of like me just by myself because I'm just not like, I'm not entertaining enough.
She do baby videos.
No, I can't put Violet on like public platforms.
TikTok? Mm-hmm.
No. You're right. I have a private Instagram. If you want to see more pictures of my child, I can send you that. Okay. But I don't. Otherwise, I keep her off the public. Because, you know.
You're such a good mom.
People, weird followers. I don't want like to expose my daughter to people who are. And look, like people who are following me, generally, they're fans of porn. Like they don't want to see my kid. Like that's not what they're there for.
That's true. You know I've seen like TikTok videos. I know we're like running over. But there's like baby videos of like moms who like. Dressed or like they're baby famous.
Yeah.
But there's the shares are like 300K shares mm-hmm. of the baby video. I'm like, yeah. Why are you sharing this? Who saved this? It's like saved. And I'm like, why did you save these baby videos?
Yeah. I'm just not ready to put my daughter out in the public like that. I would like her to be of an age to consent to that. That's kind of how I feel about it. But everybody their own. Like, I don't judge. People do what they want with their kid. I just try to give Violet a normal life as much as I possibly can. Anyways, if you want to support this podcast, go to patreon.com/HollyRandallUnfiltered, where I offer these interviews live streamed and I do bonus Q&As, which Jen and I are going to jump into real quick. So make sure that you go and subscribe. And thank you guys so much for watching. I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. If you love my show and want to support it, I ask that you take the time to rate and review my podcast. Now, if you're not sure how to do that, you can go to ratethispodcast.com/HRU and you'll automatically be directed to the various podcast apps your device supports and then be led to the place where you can rate my show. 5 stars, of course, and leave your glowing review. Okay, it doesn't have to be glowing, but you know, say something nice. You can also financially support this show through my Patreon by visiting patreon.com/HollyRandallUnfiltered, where you get so many perks for your support. Things such as early releases and live recordings of my interviews, merchandise such as stickers, mugs, and hoodies, autographed copies of my photography books, free access to my private Snapchat and not safe for work website, hollyrandall.com, and my bonus podcast, My LA Porn Life. Also, join my Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/HollyRandallUnfiltered, and you can watch the video versions of these interviews at youtube.com/HollyRandallUnfiltered. Oh, and of course, sign up for my newsletter at hollyrandallunfiltered.com and get all the info on upcoming guests and special projects. Again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for supporting my podcast in whatever way that you can.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.